Loving God, we thank you for your love that comes to us in so many different ways. Help us to feel, to see, to know your love, but then to share your love not only with brothers and sisters of our family, but with brothers and sisters who are part of this world. You are love. You command us to be love. Help us to love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, Matt, just to give you a heads up, there's a whole bunch of slides that I'll have to give you a cue to advance. Today is the last week of a five-week look at the book of 1 John in the New Testament. We started hearing out a lot about, hey, Joni, you got about 8 minutes. Okay, all right. He was walking away there. We started out hearing a lot about the word fellowship. Fellowship with one another. Today, as well as last week, the word was love. Now, I don't know about you, but when you think about the word love in the Bible, is there a particular chapter that comes to mind for anyone? 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. Love is patient and kind. Love is not envious or boastful. Love, it goes on and on and on about love. It's a great passage that's shared at a lot of sermons because it's the love chapter. First John chapter 4 is also a love chapter. In the verses that Randy read, there were, I think, I got to look at my notes here, 15 verses that he read. In those 15 verses, the word love in some shape or form appeared 28 times. 28 times. So actually, 1 John 4 is the love chapter in the Bible. We read about God's love throughout the whole Bible. We are told about the love that we are to share with one another. But before I talk about God's love, our love, let me talk about some things or show you some things about love that Tracy and I love to do in Iowa. Next slide. Here are some samples. We love the music in Iowa. Tracy was playing some big old chimes. There's a statue from the Music Man. And for Jonah, we took pictures of some guitars and a jukebox. Next slide. We love the food in Iowa. That picture on the left is the world's largest popcorn ball. They would not let us eat any of it. But that ice cream cone and the nutty bar. Does anybody ever have a nutty bar? Yeah? They were nummy. Oh, yeah. I forget what town this was in that we had a nutty bar, but we could not find it anywhere else in Iowa. So we're kind of sad. Next slide. We love doing things, staying active. Tracy's behind a plow and playing miniature golf, and that was some garden that we were in. Next slide. We saw lots of famous people in Iowa. There's Lewis and Clark and their dog. I forget the dog's name. It was a really cool name for the dog, but I don't remember. And the Tracy saw some Star Trek people, Donna Reed's star. Tracy likes to hang out with pirates. Arg, right. Next slide. Lots of cool places. Tracy's behind a bank teller window. There's a windmill that made paint for the paint company that's in Iowa. And I can't see that last slide. Oh, that Thomas Jefferson. We saw Thomas Jefferson talking about his command, his issue to Lewis and Clark to go discover that Northwest Passageway. Next slide. Saw some strange animals. There's a butterfly, and that's Al. I call him Big Albert. And then Tracy was kissing a frog that turned out to be me. Okay. Next slide. But we saw God in lots of people, lots of places, lots of things. There's a little tiny church I was standing in. We don't see God and Satan a whole lot. But Jesus was there. We see God and God's love in Jesus. And it's kind of funny, if you look at that picture of Satan, what do you see to the left of Satan? Fire alarm. Isn't that kind of cool to have a fire alarm next to Satan? See, God like the two, the thunder. Next slide. On to 1 John 4. The word love appears a lot. There are Sunday school songs based on some verses in this passage. For example, we love because he first loved us. We love because he first loved us. Why do we love? We love because God first loved us. In the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You could replace the word created with the word loved, and you would get a similar message. In the beginning, God loved the heavens and the earth. God and God's love is the starting point for everything. It is all about God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and their love for all of creation, their love for us, their love for you. God's love is at the beginning. It is there in the middle, and it will be there at the end of all time. The Old Testament stories are full of God's love for God's people. God chose Abraham and Sarah to be the parents of a new nation. They were not anything special, but God chose them and loved them. Later on, Joseph was betrayed by his brothers and sold into slavery in Egypt. He probably deserved to be sold into slavery, but God loved him, and God used him to save the people. The list continues with Moses, Aaron, Saul, David, Solomon, and a lot of the prophets. Not one of them were all that special. Some were murderers, adulterers, thieves, liars. Most of them, all of them, were less than noble at one point or another. But God loved them, guided them, and used them in special ways. It was God's love that came first. And the gospel stories of Jesus are perhaps the greatest story of God's love for us. God sent his son to live among us, to teach us, to heal us, and to die for us. His death atoned for all our sins. And from the manger in Bethlehem to the Last Supper in the upper room, to the cross on Calvary, to the empty tomb, we see God's love for us. John, the writer of 1 John, tells us that we love others because God has already first loved us and continues to love us. We love because God first loved us. Now, I am not big on the words, you should do this, or you have to do this, or you ought to do this. These words for me sound too much like law and shaming people into doing something. But in this case, with these words from 1 John chapter 4, the words and the command are good for us to follow. We love because God first loved us, and those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. There's a whole bunch of good one-liners in this passage. Whoever does not love does not know God. If we love another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. Perfect love casts out all fear. Those who say, I love God and hate their brothers or sisters, are liars. Now, when I was thinking about this one, Tracy, last night, liars, that came to mind, Princess Bride, and the liars, liars, you're all, but anyway, I won't go there. I'll just stick to my marriage sermon here. Those who love God must also love their brothers and sisters. Sometimes it is hard to love someone, and that is probably a topic for another sermon. But the words of John today, but the words of the Bible are clear. God loves us, period. We love others, period. Love God, love people. All right, Jonah, get up here. This is pushing my comfort zone a little bit here. I want to end with a song. I don't remember this song as a Sunday school song. I think I first learned it and sang it on camp staff at Luther Point Bible Camp in Grantsburg, Wisconsin. It is pretty much word for word from verses 7 and 8. Matt, why don't you advance the slide? There are the verses of this song. I'm going to sing it with Jonah playing, and then I'm going to have us sing it a second time and a third time, and we'll see how this goes. Give me a chord. That's a chord?
Oh, just give
me
the two notes.
Oh, okay. I just want the chord.
That's three notes.
We practiced this once last night. Beloved, let us love one another. Am I in the right chord key? For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8. That's the best part. That last line. You ready to try it with me? Is it too high? Okay. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8. Cut. Good job. Thank you, sir. Cool. And all God's children say, amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty.